This week in the Missouri Senate, we review two new laws that relate to infrastructure improvements.
House Bill 1768
modifies provisions relating to communications services. This is one of two measures signed into law on July 2nd. When the proposal was discussed on the floor of the Missouri Senate on April 29th, Handler, Senator Dan Hegeman of Cosby, told his colleagues other Missouri Senate proposals had been added to the bill, including Senate Bill 632 and Senate Bill 807.
Sunset extension on the Uniform Small Cell Wireless Development Act until 2025, a four-year extension. And then finally, the Senate substitute includes an exemption for the small rural telephone companies from the linear foot fees, which will revert back to December 31st, 2019.
Senator Jill Shoup of Creve Coeur also added an amendment to the measure, which deals with linear foot fees charged in such upgrades.
Any fees that you were charging, this just has to do with the linear foot. Any fees that you were charging up to that point in communities, you can still continue to charge
right.
those fees. But in rural communities, we are not allowing more fees to be tacked on in those areas.
Senator Hegeman points out this new law does nothing with broadband franchise fees.
Are kind of a payment to be able to use public right-of-ways. I'm just saying, in general, that is a fee that municipalities charge utilities for the use of their right-of-way. Some folks have looked at these linear fees instead of the franchise fees. For those communities that aren't contained in this, there is still the ability to get dollars for the use of their right-of-way out there.
House Bill 1768 will take effect on August 28th.
House Bill 2120.
Also signed into law on July 2nd was House Bill 2120, which modifies provisions relating to the safety of utility infrastructure. During Missouri Senate discussion on May 11th, Senator Gina Walsh of Bell Fountain Neighbors added an amendment to the proposal.
Right now it says if any of the samples taken in the building exceed 5 parts per billion, we bracket out exceed 5 parts per billion and replace it with current standards for parts per billion for lead established by the United States Environmental Protection Agency.
In addition to lead testing in schools, the new law also reinforces some of the changes made in House Bill 1768. House Bill 2120 will also become law on August 28th. Time is running out for the remaining bills to either be signed, vetoed, or allowed to become law without the governor's signature. The deadline is July 14th. And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate, plus see a complete list of truly agreed to and finally passed legislation by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Dean Morgan.